And let's just say amen.
Amen.
Praise God. You know, I thank you, Brother David, for that, because that was well needed to inform the people about what feast is coming up.
Yes, ma'am.
Which is already upon us, because it'll be this evening. And we just so thank you for that. But as we look at the church, as we look at the condition of the church, we need the fire of God.
Amen.
We need the fire back.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God. Let's, I'm going to start off with the 12th chapter of Luke and the 49th verse. We're going to see what Jesus had to say about the fire. How he had some concerns about the fire. The 12th chapter of Luke and the 49th verse. If y'all can track with me today, I'm going to need y'all to track with me today, because I got to run really fast. I got to make every minute count. So how many would track with me today? How many going to track? How many going to move with me today? Praise God. I praise and I thank God for y'all. Okay, 12 and 49, have y'all got it? This is what Jesus said about the fire. This is what Jesus thinks about the fire. He said, I am come to send fire on the earth. And what will I if it be already kindled? Now what he's saying here, I wished it was already kindled. When he looked at the Pharisees and the Sadducees, the people of that day that were supposed to have been godly, rulers and leaders, he said, my God, as I look at y'all, I wished it was already. But let's back up here. This is what Jesus is desiring on the earth. This is what he came to do. To send the fire on the earth. And you know, that's the reason I said you always need to study with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Now, it's okay to study with commentaries and the rabbis and all that. That's good. But make sure you got the Holy Spirit included in that. Because the commentary told me that this was destructive fire. He come I'm like, oh no, you got it wrong. Jesus not coming for this. He said, I'm coming that these people on the earth can have the same passion and the same fire that I have. He wanted to, and he looked around at the religious leaders of that day. He said, I wish it was already here. I wish I could just do it right now. But the 50th verse telling us why he couldn't do it, he said, but I have a baptism to be baptized with. And how am I straightened till it would be accomplished? He's saying, oh, I wished I could do it today. As he looked around and saw the earth, the people, how they were dealing with the things of God. People, if Jesus said, I came that the earth would be set on fire, what about his body? His body has the same commitment. Or his body should have the same commitment. Because we're the body of Christ. We should be coming to set the earth on fire. You know, that's what they noticed in the early church. They said this in the early church. They said, they came and turned our world upside down. But if they knew what Jesus' statement here, they would have said, they came and set our world on fire. But, you know, when you go to graduations at maybe a Christian school or a Christian college, sometimes the speaker would tell the graduating student, go set your world on fire. And that's where they got that from.
Wow.
They got that saying from Jesus. Jesus said it first. He said, I came to set the world on fire. And did he do it? Yes.
Certainly.
He said, when I was here, I was the light of the world. He said, when I came, I was the light of the world. That's what he said. But he said, now since I'm gone, you are the light of the world. And you know how they used to get their light? They got their light from fire. That generation got their light from fire. Our generation is different. We just turn a switch on to get our light. But they were, Jesus wanted, he said, I come to this earth. What he was saying, you ain't seen nothing. You have not seen nothing yet. I came to set a world on fire. Came to set it on fire. Yeah. They always tell me if the church get on fire, the world will come watch her burn. And that's what they did in Azusa Street.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
It was so much fire inside that church until you could see it on the top of the roof.
Amen.
And they kept calling and telling the fire people, come out.
Yeah.
The church is on fire. Come out. And the fire folks kept coming out to put the fire out. Praise God.
Amen.
Kept coming to put the fire out. It all gonna work out in a few minutes, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
They were coming to put the fire. They just kept calling the fire people. There's fire upon this church. And what the fire folks finally realized, that this was a fire they couldn't put out.
Amen.
The fire department just got tired of folks passing by, calling them. I'm gonna preach to y'all, because I got y'all attention. I'm going to preach to you because I have your attention. They kept calling the fire people out. Come put the fire out. And they said, this is a fire we can't put out. This must be the fire of God. And many miracles, many things took place because there was a fire release. I'm convinced that is what the church needs again. Go to that altar. Get that fire. You know, last week, we studied about some of the ways you get the fire. When you're baptized, John said, I'm going to baptize you with water. I can't give you the fire, but I'm going to give you the water so you can repent. He said, but there's one coming after me who's going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. And sometimes we forget that he said the fire part. Oh, we got the Holy Ghost part. Oh, yeah, I got the Holy Ghost.
Come on.
But sometimes we forget he said fire too.
Yeah.
Jesus, I came into this earth to set it on fire. And that should be our goal too.
Amen.
As the body of Christ. It hadn't changed.
It changes everything.
To set it on fire. That should be our goal. When we go into the different places that we encounter, I'm going in here to set it on fire. I came this morning to set it on fire. Praise God. To set it on fire. Jesus knew his purpose. And we as a people of God got to know our purpose.